Welcome back, everyone. This is They Didn't Tell You Podcast. I am your host, Tiffany, and we're here for another episode, episode number 3 to be exact. It's called Call It a Rebrand. So at the beginning of January 1st, my friend Nina, hey boo, she had a New Year's Day brunch, invited a bunch of her friends over. And while I was there chilling, Mira, hey girl, she asked me a question about the content I had been putting out recently. And she wanted to know if I had been rebranding, if I was actively rebranding. And I remember just being stumped because I never really thought about what I was doing in that way. I knew I was making changes. I knew I was trying my best to enter new avenues, fill out new spaces that I wanted to venture into and see what they were looking like for me and see what the possibility of me succeeding in these areas, what it would look like if I gave it some actual effort. And so her asking me whether or not I was rebranding just kind of like made me think, you know what? Yeah, like, that's exactly what it is. I didn't think of it that way. I wasn't calling it that, but that actually makes a whole, you know, lot of sense. And yeah, let's call it a rebrand. That's exactly what's happening here for me. And I'm really excited about the journey that I'm on. And I'm looking forward to seeing where it's going to take me, much like many of the other things that I've done thus far in my life, like this podcast, like the business I have that I'm closing down, still closing down by Legally Black. If you want to get you a hoodie, you want to get you a candle at a good price, they're all priced to go. BuyLegallyBlack.com. Go get you some. But closing even that down, the chapter of my business, so that I can reimagine something else, so I can rebrand into something that feels more like, yeah, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is the sweet spot. And that's where I'm looking for, my sweet spot. So, you know, after she asked me that question and I've been thinking a lot about rebranding, it's just been on my mind ever since then. And so I'm just happy to bring this episode out so that we can talk a little bit about where I'm at, I'm going to talk a little bit about where I'm at. And then hopefully you're over there talking to yourself too. You're there engaging with me. Like we're right in the same room with one another. My goal, I would have to say, for this episode is to have just at least one person who's listening feel like, you know what, fuck it. I feel encouraged. I feel like, you know what, it's safe to, and it is within my realm of possibility, because it absolutely is, to rebrand your own life, to start something over, to make something new for you. So I want to get into a few areas that I have worked on rebranding. And then, yeah, we'll close out the episode on that. But I hope you're looking forward to this conversation, because I can't wait to have it with you. So the first area that I really focused on for my rebrand was my mindset. And I know that I really struggled with, first of all, having a very negative mindset, being very pessimistic, and also not being really good at coaching myself through some of my more self-sabotaging type of behaviors. I realized that my mindset and didn't have a lot of fortitude going for it. If anything, it was a little bit kind of flaky, a little kind of weak, and honestly, very hesitant. So one of the things that's really helped me in redeveloping how I think about myself and just getting my head in the game was reading a book called Atomic Habits. That was the first book to make me actively want to do something about my behaviors, actively want to make changes that I felt would really have like a significant impact down the line for myself. And so I really feel like after I read that book and after I started implementing some of those changes, that's really when my rebranding journey, I would say, really kicked off and started, because I actually was like, yeah, this book is making sense. You can start small. You can make these small things become major habits. And then, you know, getting excited about watching them blossom. That's really what I had to start doing for myself, was just like telling myself that, one, it's okay for you to feel nervous about venturing into these things, but I don't know if it's necessarily okay for you to convince yourself out of everything that you've convinced yourself out of, and then replacing it with other things because this feels more safe than what you want to do. No. My mindset now is that I get to do X, Y, and Z. I get to try. I get to fail. I get to learn. I just get to. And sometimes I do struggle with that mindset. Sometimes I'm like, man, I have to. Oh, boy, I can't believe I have to or I need to. That I get to really helps slather like a layer of gratitude over whatever you need it is you need to do, especially if it's something that you don't necessarily always care for doing. And I think for me and my journey, sometimes I don't necessarily have the same mind for myself and for things that are for me as I do for other people. So I really have been working very hard at thinking more positively about myself, about my talent, about my skills, and more positively about my future. And one of the things that I've had to remind myself of is a little quote that I've been saying for a while now, and it's just that everything starts and ends with you. And so every time I remind myself, like, it's up to you, baby girl, like, nobody's gonna sit here and, you know, help you through this particular thing. I mean, you could ask for help, right? But you can't ask for help for everything. And then also kind of wrapping my head around the mind of, like, once you get the thing that you're looking for, you need to be able to maintain it. Do you have the right mindset for this? Are you prepared for this undertaking? Are you prepared for what you're literally asking yourself to do? And so really working on my mind and working on being in union with it and not always against it, not always frustrated by it, not always, you know, agitated or aggravated by things, has really helped. But there is another piece of the mindset aspect of it that really goes hand in hand. And I'm going to talk about that. Maybe I'll just talk about it now. And that's behaviors, because they really go hand in hand. It's one thing to think about it, and then it's another thing to actually take action on it. And I realized that my actions really need to align and meet my intentions where they are. And I feel like once I get to that sweet spot where my actions and my intentions are just doing their own little thug thizzle, they doing a tango and they working it out, I feel like my behaviors are really going to change as well. Now, what I will say is I really have been working intently at eliminating self-sabotaging behaviors from my daily practices, sometimes second and minute practices, and also procrastinating. Oh my goodness, and procrastination really used to get me in a tizzy because I would wait so long to do something, and then I put myself in a state of panic because I've waited so long to do it. Or then I'll set a deadline for myself and say, well, you know, you got more time to do it, so fuck it, push it back. And I push it so far back that's like, yet again, I'm back in this same vicious circle where now I'm anxious because technically I could have been got this done, but I felt like, what, I had the time to move it back. I am really, I've come to a point with myself where I'm sick of me with certain things, and I'm sick of the cycle that I put myself through because it's really damaging for me. And I feel like, again, it's really just, I'm saying again, but I'm not sure if I said this yet, but it's a waste of time. And if I didn't say it again, it's really a waste of time. And I've really gotten tired of wasting my own time. I don't like when nobody else wastes my time, but yet here I am doing that to myself by way of just refusing to take action, something that's very well within my capacity to do. I also had to think to myself a little bit of, like, what if you lose your ability to do this? What if you no longer have the bandwidth capacity, the mobility, whatever, insert whatever it may be, to do this anymore? Think about that for a moment. You have the space and opportunity to do it now. And honestly, above all else, you have the desire. Why isn't your desire meeting your actions and your thought process for yourself, your mindset? Why aren't these things working in tandem with one another? What's the problem here? What is it? And I think moving on to the next piece of my rebranding could really explain maybe what part of that problem is, and I think it was really about my attitude. Yeah. I feel like we all at some point in time have felt like, damn, why is this so hard? Why can't this be easier? I wish it could just, this could just fall right on my lap. I wish. But that's not how things work. And even if it feels like something fell onto your lap, like I feel like you've worked for it to fall on your lap in that way. Nothing, you don't get something for nothing. And I also have to tell myself too, like, I want to be a part of certain experiences. I want to have certain types of opportunities that I either apply for or I'm thought of for or consider, whatever the case may be. But if I have an attitude or posture, like I don't have to put myself out there, I feel like I don't have to showcase said skills and ability so that folks can see that this is something that I'm good at. If I have an attitude of just like, then girl, what are we doing? This is not suitable for the lifestyle that you claim you want to live, the person that you claim you want to be. Gotta change my attitude, especially for it because it's for me. I think I'm a little bit tired of myself creating challenges and barriers by way of just my thoughts, and not even necessarily like I'm building and creating barriers by my actions. It's by from inaction, and it's all because of a piss poor attitude and, you know, low key like work ethic for myself. Because for everybody else, I got the good attitude or decent enough attitude to get the things done. For myself, it's like you're a slacker. Now we got to change that. And on another side of attitude, being mindful of not letting someone else's bad day, bad energy, negative, whatever, weigh heavily on me, even if I receive some of it knowing that it has nothing to do with me. I don't deserve it. The person is just shooting, you know, throwing it out there and seeing for whoever it hits or wherever it sticks. But I don't have to take that personal. I don't have to get an attitude, get mad about something that quite frankly really has nothing to do with me. And I think I know I've talked about this before, of just not taking things personal. It's really been a godsend. It's really helped me take something that would have made me mad all day and just make me go like, all right, it just rolls off my shoulder. Because quite frankly, other things to worry about, literally bigger fish to fry. Changing up my attitude, I mean, I feel like it did something different for my emotional system, you know, the emotional side of me. I just don't feel as quick to anger, frustration, or certain things anymore. I'm really moving in a space and state of calm, which is not something I've always done. I used to be very frantic, very anxious, very nervous. And one thing I will say that a colleague of mine, complimented me on, they were just like, I don't know how you do it, but you really have a way of staying calm during like really high pressure moments. Like, that's actually kind of like crazy, because I would have been losing my mind. I'd have been frantic. I'd have been this, but I'm watching you and I watch how you handle these students and I watch how, and you look like you weren't even fazed. That's part of the rebrand, because I used to be fazed. I used to be flustered. I used to be all the things. I had to choose a new way of being, a new way of moving, and something about being able to hold my head and hold my own in a moment where, you know, many other people feel like they would just fall apart. I have to pat myself on the back for that. A rebrand. Normally, I just would have been like, okay, thank you so much, and let that go. No, I want to absorb. I want to take it in. I'm going to appreciate it. New attitudes, right? The next thing on my rebranding journey that I really, and I think attitude, this leads right into it from attitude, is my posture. How I show up in the space, how I present myself, how I hold my head high no matter what room I walk into. Once upon a time, When I walked into space, I wasn't trying to make eye contact. I wasn't trying to look around. I was looking at the ground, looking at the feet, like making the most minimal eye contact as possible. And I really felt like, damn, one point, what does that say about me? Does it show that I'm like nervous? Does it make it look like I'm cowering? Does it make it look like I'm intimidated to be in this space? When no, I'm just trying to like, I'm just over here just trying not to make eye contact, trying to be incognito. I don't want to do that no more. I'm too tall for that anyway. I'm too tall to be trying to be making myself and shrinking myself to be hidden. My mindset now on my posture is to stand tall as I am, and to hold myself in a way that I know is clearly representative of who I am, is authentic to me. And sometimes, you know, in certain spaces, especially the workspace, it can feel pretty performative. It can feel like, damn, I'm really out here acting and performing. Shout out to Naima for that. But at the end of the day, a big part of me does care and is mindful of how I show up, especially in the workspace, especially when I'm working with my students. My posture is everything. If I walk in there looking like I don't know what I'm talking about, no one's going to believe I know what I'm talking about. If I walk in there looking like I'm a pushover, guess what they're going to do? They're going to push me over. I got a couple of students in my class, in my classes over the years, in this semester, who have tried me. And I remember in the beginning, I got tried a lot because my posture wasn't there. But when I walk in, I'm like, yeah, I'm not the one to play with. Atmosphere changes. The way people talk to me changes. The way people handle me now, my students even handle me, it changes. I had to show up. My posture had to scream confidence, and I'm not the one. That's where I'm at right now with it. That's how I feel. When I'm walking out, whether I'm going to the mall, whether I'm taking my dog to the vet, I maintain a positive posture and disposition about myself. I don't want to be walking out walking everywhere looking like I'm unhappy or unpleasant. You know what I mean? Some of us, yeah, we got resting bitch faces, and I get it. Sometimes I do too, but I am working on being more mindful that every day is a blessing, and every day that I get to leave my house and come back home in one piece, it's something worth just smiling as I walk out the house and thanking God for, something to be grateful for, appreciative of. So if you see me, I feel like when people see me now versus, I've always been pretty, you know, amicable, but I feel like now more than ever, my energy is very different because of this work that I've been doing. And because I just feel like, yeah, you were good here, but you could be great there. I want my attitude and how I show up to be like, it was already good before, but now it's giving like tippity top tier. And now I want to know how she did it. Now I want to know, how is she so confident? How is she so this? It's work. This is what I'm talking about now. Like, I feel like, you know, we look at people all the time and wonder what makes them, what makes them tick, what makes them so successful, what makes people gravitate towards them, what. I feel like a lot of people just spend enough time with themselves to figure out what makes them tick, what makes them unique, what makes them authentic, and understanding that people fuck with authenticity, right? That's what this is all about. Yes, I'm going over things in categories about, you know, kind of talking about these themes that popped up, but really it's all this stuff makes up who I am. It makes up this rebrand. It's what makes all that people see the changes that are quite obvious. That's what makes them so obvious, the work that I've done. If I didn't do the work, I think a lot of what I'm doing will fly under the radar. It'll be real subtle. You wouldn't really recognize it. And I'm not doing this to not be seen. I'm doing this definitely to be seen, but also so that I can find other people and see them too. And encourage y'all to be seen as well. We gotta stop hiding. We get one time for the one time to do this. I'm not doing it and spending it, you know, in hiding. I don't got time for that. I'm too much of a people person for that. Next, what's on my list is my appearance. And call me shallow, call me whatever, I don't care. I want to look good. Okay? When you see me out, not only do I want you to be like, dang, that's a cute fit, or dang, you look really well put together. I want you to be like, and what the fuck are you wearing? You smell great too. Yeah, that's what I want. I feel like I've gone outside looking like, looking hideous long enough. I feel like I ran out to the store, ran out here looking like, did you just roll out of bed? Long enough. Last year, January, I really took a stand for myself on how I wanted to show up in the workplace regarding my style and my attire. And I really told myself, one, shop your closet, look and see what you got here, two, find new pieces. It's time to incorporate some new things. You got some clothes in here that you've been wearing since like too long. Give them away now. It's okay. You can let them go. You can welcome new things. And as I was starting to look for new pieces, I was getting a little frustrated because I really wasn't finding things that really screamed Tiffany. And I was having a hard time finding some things that I liked. And then the Instagram gods, I said this on IG too. I landed on a Philly blogger page. Her name is Janisha Moore. And she really switched things up for me. It really made looking for new pieces for my personal and work attire a lot more easy and more palatable and less strenuous. And so for me, it was kind of dope to see another woman who had a similar style as me really put some pieces together that I'm like, damn, I'm trying to, you know, recreate these things. But also just made me realize, like, this is why I am excited about doing the things I said I'm going to do. And what happens when you put things out in the atmosphere? I've been working on this for over a year, and it took over a year for me to find someone that really helped me, you know, kind of rev things up in my style game. But I was committed to it before I really got the help that I needed, before I found the help that I needed. And now I feel like my appearance is just like, it just went up. And I just love the new pieces I've been incorporating in my style. And I'm having fun again with it. I really wanted to refresh my style. I really wanted to incorporate new colors, new textures, new everything. Because why not? Why not? I feel like many of us, and I see it on social media too, a lot of my people I follow and listen to and who has content that I like, a lot of us are talking about our style and trying to figure it out, trying to look into new things. Yeah, let's do it. Venture into the colors. I've definitely been picking up more pinks. I used to avoid the color pink like the plague. And now lately I'm like, you know what? Let's not avoid it, because the spectrum of colors is beautiful. So when I look in my closet now, I look to see what's missing. What color don't I have? What item do I have? Do I need a couple more of? What needs to get thrown out? What's old? What needs to be given away? What don't you wear? You know what I mean? I'm just thinking more mindful about what things look like. And not just for other people, but really for myself. I feel good when my appearance is on par. That even goes and extends to my car. I keep her washed. I keep her vacuumed regularly. That is a big deal for me. Because if you know my car, it was very much a junky car. Very much like, damn, can you fit anybody back here? So when I think about my appearance, I think about it just all around. Things that represent me. So, yeah, nothing too crazy. So, yeah, so I'm just excited to keep moving forward on this journey and trying out new things. That also includes my hair, too. That also includes what I'm doing with that as well, my natural hair journey. Right now, your girl got some knotless braids in, and I've been experimenting with different colors for my braids, which I really think is very fun. Like, I wouldn't have done this before. I used to stick to the safe things. And now when it comes to my appearance, I'm tired of being safe. I want to try something different, something new. And I've gotten some, oh my goodness, even some new sneakers. And I'm like, why the hell you buy these? These are like two out of your comfort zone. But I said, like, keep it, try it, feel it out. It's going to be uncomfortable when you're making these changes, changing my behaviors, what I talk about already, my mindset, my attitude, my posture, all those things, they were all uncomfortable. They all felt like this not really me. I don't know if this is really a Tiffany thing. But I really won't know unless I fuck around and find out. And that's what this rebrand is about too. Like, it's about a lot of things. It's going to be a lot of things. And fucking around and finding out is one of them. All right, two more things I want to talk about with my rebrand. One of them, another area that I really had to work on was rebranding and reworking my relationship with God. And I know in my first episode, I talked a little bit about having a lack of faith. But for me, I think what I really noticed that I wasn't doing, which was being very specific with God about what I wanted. I felt like I was a little scared to ask, and I felt like I shouldn't ask. Like, who are you to ask? Why would you ask for that? Like, that's too greedy. You shouldn't, you know, be humble. And then I would listen to people talk about how they asked God for this and that and this and that, and it didn't happen overnight, but they got it. And I started thinking to myself, like, why are you depriving yourself? If God is in the business of delivering blessings, why don't you think you're worth it? Is it because what you don't go to church? What, maybe because you haven't prayed in a long time? Do you think you serve a God that's gonna hate you when you come to him and ask him for help? Come on now, don't be silly. And then I also had to really think about my relationship with God in church and what really severed those ties a bit. And then I had to come to the realization that it was the church. It was church folk. And it just made me feel like, let me just stay away from this altogether, because y'all crazy. Y'all got me feeling uncomfortable, and I'm not even sure if I'm even doing this thing right. And I can't even go to y'all for guidance because y'all nuts. I had to come to Jesus on my own, come to God on my own. I had to literally be stripped down and really feel like, I don't know what the hell is going on. I don't know which direction I'm going in, but I feel like I'm in hell. This all feels very hellish. And I literally felt like there was nothing else for me to do. There was no other direction for me to go into besides straight to God. And that's what I did. And can I tell you, everything that I've asked God for, when I started asking God for it, delivered. I can't. And let me tell you something. I recently was talking to God about something maybe 2 weeks ago, about this area in my life that I really want to put energy in towards. I really want to focus on, and I'm going to, I am actually. And I just told God, like, I want this. I want these opportunities. I want this to happen for me. Please help me in my journey, and I will make the necessary steps. I will do whatever what is within my power to do, and I'll let you handle the rest. Maybe without even making much of an effort, I was reached out to twice about this opportunity to do the same thing. The thing that I prayed to God for, the thing that I asked God for, he delivered immediately for me. And I hadn't even put it out in the atmosphere on the internet world to say, this is what I'm looking to do. Hire me. This is what I'm looking for. You know what I mean? Holler at your girl. Didn't even do it. And God delivered. So it just made me realize that I need to really create my own relationships with things, especially with God, but also with people, also with places, also with a bunch of stuff. Create my own relationship and not allow myself to be so easily, I can't even think of the word I'm looking for, but allowing myself to be so easily swayed and moved away from something because of some other people or someone outside influences. I need to be my own judge of character on something. And to not have had a relationship with God for as long as I hadn't had it, it just, I go back and I think too, like, well, God was always there. Even though I wasn't talking to God like that,
God was always there, because I think God, well, I don't even think, I know God knew that this moment was going to come. God knew I was going to fall into the fold. Just a matter of time for this knucklehead right here. And I'm just so grateful for God's patience, because without it, I definitely wouldn't be here right now, in several ways. So I'm just grateful for that. The last thing I want to talk about for my rebrand is just my relationship with myself. And I feel like everything that I've talked about thus far that I've gone over are all just ways that I have really been helping myself. I feel like I'm at a place now where I'm cool with myself again. I'm not beefing with me like I once was anymore. And I want to be able to trust myself again. I want to feel like I am in good and in capable hands with myself. I didn't always feel that way. And I knew that in order to get where I'm going, if I don't trust myself, if I can't build that up, I don't know how far I'm going to make it. If I don't believe in myself, if I'm not praying for things, if I'm not changing my attitude, my posture, come on. I don't know if I'm going to get where I'm going. You know, if I don't change my mindset, if I don't consider how I show up, right? If I don't put a little bit more attention to the details of my outfits or whatever it is, these things can make and break opportunities for me. And I just want to, I don't want to set myself up for failure anymore. And I also don't want to be worried about or fear success either. I don't want to fear the work that's required to be successful. I want to enjoy the process. I want to enjoy the fact that I'm living life. And it can look like, it could have looked like so many other things. And I'm grateful that it looks like what it looks like now. So, you know, this rebrand that I'm talking about that I've been in, and I hope you all found this to be good and helpful. And I hope it made you think about, damn, well, what are the areas I need to start shifting and pivoting, and switching it up? Where am I too stagnant? Where am I too strict? Where am I too hard on myself? Where am I just like, that's something that I don't mess with that. That's going to stay. Where are the things that you could say, you know what? I've been doing the same old for all my life on this, or this has been like that for the past 20 some odd years. It's time to change. And it's time for us to be less scary about it. There's something beautiful waiting on the other side of it, on the side of this for us. It's like a metamorphosis, really, is what I'm really thinking the rebrand is. We are in a state of transition, and something magnificent is just on the other side. All we have to do is take our feet and walk there. Use our hands to create it. Use our minds to see it. You know what I mean? No one's coming to save us. Nobody is. No one's coming to save us and drop a magic opportunity on our laps. So, yeah, I'm at the very beginning of my rebranding journey. This is just the start. And I know over time, too, as things continue to unfold, I may have new ideas for my rebranding journey. I may even bring this topic back up again down the line and just kind of give you here's where I'm at with it. But that's why I'm excited about talking about this. It doesn't have to sound like I don't got all the answers. I don't know all the answers. And I think even once my rebranding journey really shows me where I'm going to end up, and I think it's going to be lit when I get there, I can tell you that much, I'm going to be like, damn, even then, what the hell happened throughout it? I cover some of the bases, but there's just so much in between in our day to day that contributes to our rebrand. So I just ask you to consider your day to day, consider what you've done for yourself, consider how you've done something to maybe elevate a particular area of life that you feel like you've just been kind of dilly-dallying with. Not me dilly-dallying, but dilly-dallying with. Find it. Investigate it. Address it. And fix it. You deserve it. Now on to the song of the week. So for me, in my rebranding journey, I like to pick a song that makes me feel like the bad bitch that I am, right? Like I'm really her, like don't play with it. And so I'm going to pick this week's song from Beyoncé's Renaissance album, and I'm picking Alien Superstar. That's what I feel like. I'm so different. I'm out of this world. And baby, I'm a star. What the first few lines of the song when she comes in for me have always stood out to me is it's my favorite lines to recite. I'm one of one. I'm number one. I'm the only one. What Beyoncé is basically telling all of us is we don't need to compare ourselves to anybody. We don't need to worry about what nobody else is doing. We are all one-on-ones, number ones, and the only ones. And when I look at myself in the mirror, I love the fact that I am one of one. When I walk outside, yes, or when we meet people, yeah, we might find somebody similar or we have similarities or whatever, but we're still one of ones. We're still unique, and I'm comfortable in that. I'm excited by that. I'm grateful and glad that I'm not like everybody else. And I'm glad that I have it within me to want to make changes so that I can keep myself fresh. I can keep myself in the know and I can allow myself to express the thing, my ideas through creative means that I used to dream about doing. And now I'm actually doing it. I used to dream about what would it be like to be a talk show host. And now I low-key am. I have my own show. That was something I thought about as a kid, right? Man, Beyoncé, thank you for reminding all of us that we are just so freakishly amazing at people that all we have to do is just own it. And I hope that you own it this year, this month, this day, this minute, this second, whatever it is, own it. You are a little superstar. You are a superstar, friend. So that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you enjoyed it. And yeah, I'll be back in 2 weeks with a second episode to close out the month of February, the month of love, Black History Month at that. And happy Black History Month. I didn't kick the episode off with that. Should have did that. But we're going to save this. We're saving it the best for last. Happy Black History Month. Cash App your favorite Black person some lunch, some breakfast, lunch, and dinner money. Okay? It's already hard out here every day of the year. But if you want to show up and do something special for us, meet us at the Cash App. All right. Let me get out of here. Thanks for listening. Day ones, real ones. You already know how I felt about you, been about you, still about you. Talk to y'all in 2 weeks. Okay? Bye.